Last up this hour, the singer Amina Alawi. She was born in Morocco, now lives in Spain, and her music reflects the ebb and flow of culture between those two countries. Banning Air has this review of her first solo recording.
Amina Alawi is singing her arrangement of a text dating back to Al-Andalus, Moorish Spain, six or more centuries ago. This is the one place on Arco Iris where it feels like Alawi is trying to conjure the actual sound of that mysterious, unrecorded era. Elsewhere, backed by an unusual ensemble of mandolin, oud, and flamenco guitar, Alawi reimagines a more recent European hybrid, the Portuguese fado. The melancholy mood and loping cadence of fado are present, but the ornamentation in Alawi's vocal reflects her unusual journey through North African and European art music. The same originality shines through when Alawi veers towards another cultural remnant of Europe's multicultural past, flamenco. Tres morias me enamoran y Sometimes, Alawi sets rhythm aside in favor of a more free-form exchange between voice and instrument. On this confident, beautiful CD, Amina Alawi retraces the steps of her ancestors, exiled from Spain centuries ago. But she charts her own course through this history, writing in the sleeve notes, "The sensation of soul alone is enough for me, no name and no land to attach a lineage to." Alawi ends with the song Arco Iris, which means rainbow. Now the soundscape opens wide with a nod to Cape Verdean rhythm and lyrics that capture the essence of Alawi's deeply informed and deeply imaginative endeavor. Sun and rain in an embrace, she sings, sounds of light and color weave in harmony. And so they do. Beso abigarrado
en puente al firmamento. The album is called Arco Iris by Amina Alawi. Our reviewer, Banning Air, is senior editor at Afropop.org. Sol de tu destino, los matices por un instante.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.